What might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways?
Feminine type. That's usually what they refer to as is a feminine type.
Do you know any terms for a male homosexual?
Well, there are several different kinds that I have been reading here of late homosexuals. And they vary an awful lot. They're all kinds, it seems that. I was amazed to pick up this kind of information, but I understand that there are all kinds of queer people. I mean, you really couldn't restrict them to just one phase because they go from one thing to another and have perversion, mode of sex life, engagement.
What kind of term, what would you say if you saw somebody that was ugly? Would you have a term for that?
Oh, you might say a bit homely. That's like usually that's referred to.
Would it matter if it was a male or female?
Well, mostly they would apply it to female, but if it's a man, you say, well, he's a very unhandsome man. I suppose that's the only way I've ever heard, unless it would call an ugly duckling, I've heard that expression used, and I've heard others saying that, he looks like a turkey, something of this sort, you know, meaning that he was very unattractive, that's about that.
What about just the opposite terms for very attractive people?
Oh, handsome, and that's what you said. Well, she's very, very attractive, very pretty. Most attractive. Well, she's a cheesecake.
What would you call a bookish person?
We call them eggheads for the most part. That's a term. What do you call them? Well, that's one of the expressions we use. Of course, we call them rubber stamps and things of that sort. Probably very bookish. You say he's a rubber stamp for a certain author, publishing company. That's all he knows to express, what the author says. That's all he can. And of course, as I heard one fellow say once, except that you will recognize the person that you're quoting, then you're a literary rapist, a journalistic thief. That's a bad word, really. But whenever you use expressions that come from another without quote and giving the author the benefit of that information, then it's really depriving somebody else of using somebody else willfully. It's not good in good taste.
What would you call a seeker of favor, praise, and attention, an adult?
Seeker, praise. I don't know what you would call a person like that. Just a worse impression. Some of us put wet blanket.
Have you ever heard the term, somebody's a gopher?
Yeah, oh yes. Well, somebody's always looking for something from nothing, so to speak. And they're always trying to chisel in on something, nosy, talkative, and stuff.
What do you call grade school? What is grade school?
Elementary, the primary.
What's grades?
From 1 through 6 for the most part.
And junior high?
Junior high is from 7 through 9.
And high school?
Well, from 9 through 12.
What kind of fence is usually found around a playground?
A fence? No. Don't usually find fences around playgrounds.
The kind
except
of
the cyclone type.
maybe bordering.